This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We talked about jobs and hiring with Secretary Pritzker up the top of the broadcast today, the 30,000-foot view, if you will. A bit closer to ground level, the picture is a little bit different, better even. As we do from time to time, we've called up small business owner Olala Njenga. She runs a strategic marketing firm in Raleigh, North Carolina. We'd like to see what she's going on. Olala, it's good to talk to you again.
Thank you for having me back. I appreciate it, Kai.
How is business for you, first of all, as you start the new year?
Business is going well. It's our time of year anyway. It's our season, as some people would call it. But there's a lot of enthusiasm and things are going well and we're hiring right now. So I've got no complaints for 2014 so far.
So far, all 9 days of it. But that's actually why we called, to talk about the hiring thing, because, you know, jobs report is coming out tomorrow. There was the ADP report yesterday talking about small businesses doing a whole lot of hiring. Are you finding the people you need? Are they willing to take a job? How's it going?
How's it going? Well, talent has always been a little tricky for us because it's difficult to bring in anybody at an entry level, but it's going much better than it did in 2013. We just really felt like there was a bit of a talent crunch. So we've been pleased with what has come in the door so far in terms of resumes. And in fact, we're in the middle of the hiring chaos right now with candidates for today and tomorrow. Hmm. So I'm really happy with what we've seen so far.
Let me ask maybe a backwards question then. What was your decision tree as you decided it was okay to hire? Because as you know, in this recession, the whole thing has been, when are employers going to feel okay about hiring? How did you get to where you are now?
Well, I'll be very honest with you. 2013, especially going into Q4, mm-hmm. I was just really reluctant to hire. The optimism was there, but I just didn't feel like there was enough lift in other areas that were really driving the economy from a business perspective. So I delayed two positions until I felt a little bit better about it.
Two out of how many positions? Total?
Two out of three positions.
Wow, okay.
So one of them, we went on and made the decision. And the other two, I just really put on hold until I felt better about it. And a lot of that is driven by the fact that when I make the decision to hire for our company, we do that based on new revenue. So I really needed to see that there were some opportunities coming in the door for 2014 to mitigate some of the risk of making the decision to hire. And that did happen. So it was easier to make the decision to go ahead and start looking for some new talent.
What is then, just to ask the flip side, what are the things you are worried about for 2014?
Well, I think as any business owner, I'm always worried about new revenue coming in the door, whether you're looking for existing clients to spend more with you, or you're absorbing the cost of new clients, right? Mm-hmm. And so new client acquisition is always expensive. The biggest worry for me is really around new revenue and new talent. It's shortening that learning curve, identifying people who actually want to work, who actually want to show up, learn new skills, contribute, have impact in your company, and then you make the investment in those people. And that's always a concern as a small business because it's a huge investment right. when you hire new people and you want those people to stay around, and they don't always. So it's still a little bit tricky in terms of identifying the right combination of skills and attributes when you're hiring.
And that's the art part of business, right?
That is the art. The science is, you know, what my accountant helps me with. But the art is, you know, being able to extend an offer letter to someone and you just cross your fingers.
Olala, thanks very much.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
Olala Njenga, she runs a strategic marketing firm out of Raleigh, North Carolina. It's called Yellowwood Group.